Page 150. Still striving for equality.
About an education programme in the schools. Although we talk about reaching the women, the young adolescent girls, we must make an extra effort to reach the politician and the Maori women.
Courageous early suffragettes were maligned, ridiculed, beaten up and imprisoned for demanding something as blasphemous as the right to vote.
There are still 210 awards where women get are paid on a female rate and get $10 a week less just because they're female.
I'm sure Kate today would not want us to keep going back to 125 years saying this is the benchmark. She'd be wanting us to forge our own path for gender equality.
We have largely achieved legal equality. There are very few hard letter, black letter laws that discriminate against women. There's very little there. But the de facto equality, we're far from that.
But generally, I think the suffragists would be horrified by the sorts of human rights issues faced by women and their families that still exist in New Zealand.
We don't have 50-50 female and male members of parliament. We are so far from gender equity at the top levels of business, it's not even funny, and we're going nowhere.
There is a problem with women being paid equally for equal work, and it's even worse for Māori and Pacifica women, and it's simply not fair, and we need to right that wrong.
It's 125 years later this year that we've seen the suffrage petition make change for New Zealand women. We need a major change now to bring equality to this country.
When we say that women got the vote in 1893, we're actually completely skimming over the top of another whole history in which actually women had the vote, and that's Māori history. You know, we have so many strong female rangatira in history who had a say and actually in some cases were the leaders, they were in charge. So I think that the idea of suffrage is an incredible achievement for New Zealand, but I think we also need to broaden our understandings of that term.
Dominant groups in society need to create space and bring our women, bring us to the table so we can help them create better places for all women.
Copyright NZ Human Rights Commission.